Alrighty, here we go. One, a two, a three, a three.
This is episode
Wait,
98.
hang on, hang on, wait a minute. Sorry. Oh, no, my bad. I was about to hit the. No, you're good. All right, one, two, three.
This is episode 98 on September 9th, 2014.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography all the time. It's Apple Announcement Day. Woo!
Woo!
I am Joseph Ferreira.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Mark Sadowski.
And not with us today is Maud Byrne and Shannon Guy, but they will be with us next time.
They're with us in heart and spirit right now.
That's right. So today is the big day for Apple with the announcement of a new iPhone. But first, let's go into iPhone 7 rumors.
All right. Here's one. This is a. I know we're being a little jokey here, but we might as well get this jump on this one. I have a theory that the iPhone 7 is going to be priced differently.
Ooh.
I think the next iPhone, and I'll explain it in more detail later, but I think the next iPhone is going to start at what is the base model?
$199 with contract.
I think it's going to be $299.
Ooh. Why?
I'll explain later. Teaser.
Oh, man. So how are you guys doing? I missed last week because I was stuck at the beach with my family.
I was photographing a wedding.
Did you? Of course, you got some photos. I got some photos at the beach. We went to the Outer Banks of North Carolina. This was our first time there, and we had a blast. So I got to pretty much take pictures all week long. My sister-in-law asked me to take pictures of my new nephew, which I did, and I'll be posting some of those later. But I did most of my photography with my iPhone, which I was thrilled to do, and I had a good time. How about you, Matt?
Wait, I just need to know, how long have you lived in the Carolinas?
I actually, to be honest, there's people that have lived here all their lives and never been to the Outer Banks.
That's tragic.
It is tragic. You know where they go? They go to Myrtle Beach, which,
well,
there's,
Myrtle Beach is okay.
It's okay, but it's not Outer Banks.
No, it's not. Yeah. Oh, but what a sad story.
I've been here 10 years, so this was the first time in 10 years.
Wow. Unbelievable. let's see. What have I been up to? That is a good question.
It's been 2 weeks for Joe, 1 week for us.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know. Did a little bit of exploring in Cuyahoga Valley National Park in Ohio this weekend. Other than that, I don't really think a whole lot of anything, I guess.
Oh, I have to tell you, Matt, my dad was very impressed with the picture you took oh gosh, in West Virginia, of that old building with the water wheel.
Oh, the grist mill, yes.
Oh, man. I was talking to him on the phone. He goes, oh, did you see the one Matt took? And I'm like, no. And I went on Instagram, and there it was. I'm like, oh, man, that's sweet. Because I didn't take my computer with me when I was on vacation.
Well, that is good. And tell your dad thank you.
I will. All right.
So, yeah, trying to play with some apps and just going back through pictures from a few weeks ago and finally getting around to editing those and trying to find every opportunity that I can to use my moment lens.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
What about you, Mark?
I had a pretty apocalyptic weekend.
Ooh.
Not the weddings, but the actual weather. So on Friday, I had a wedding out in Newport, Rhode Island, where I took some photos with my iPhone. Not as much as I should have, though. But I'll get to that later, because part of it is going to be part of the review of the Nova Light. And on Saturday, we had some pretty heavy weather here. It was like epic tornado warnings and thunderstorms. And it was an outdoor wedding where it was delayed due to the thunderstorm.
Wow.
The guests were all under the tent with the major thunderstorm directly overhead. I knew it was overhead because there was no counting between lightning and thunder.
Did they think that was going to protect them?
They did. I, for one, was fearing for my life with metal poles coming out of the ground. I'm thinking, is this going to work like a car where if it strikes this, it'll just go around it like a cage and then go directly into the ground? I don't know. And fortunately, I never had to find out. Of course, my iPhone was blurting at me every sort of warning at me. He's like, there's major flood warning in your area. There's major thunderstorms in your area. There's a tornado warning. Seek shelter now. I'm like,
run, stupid, run.
Yeah, I was waiting for it to do that. The Siri come on. I was like, what are you waiting for?
Oh, now you want to talk to me.
Yeah, right. And Siri, get me out of here. I see three movies in your area by this time. So yeah, there was that, and I was just doing a lot of video of the thunderstorms. None of them came out very well because I didn't have the chance to, you know, actually properly set up and everything. Yeah, I'm holding a Canon 5D Mark III, a couple Fujis at my hip, and in my duffel bag just in case I needed to move out of the area. But yeah, it actually turned out pretty well after the apocalypse. And a nice rainbow showed up, and I haven't posted that on Instagram just yet, but it was pretty nice. But it was memorable. I'll give him that. That's my photography for the weekend.
That's good. Well, let's go ahead and get started. I know everybody's waiting to hear what we think. So let's go into the news, and let's talk about Apple.
News team! Assemble!
All right. Today, like I said, we're recording on September 9th, and it's also the same day that Apple made their big announcement about the iPhone and a couple other things. So, Mark, you wanted to talk about something before we got into iPhone. Go for it.
Well, all right. They also announced the iWatch, and I think
Apple Watch.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. They're not going with one stupid name. They're going with another.
That's right.
Okay, Apple Watch. It has some photo functions to it, which is very minimal. But overall, what do you guys think of this?
Go ahead, Mark, Matt.
I like it. For, I don't know, a couple of years now at least, there's been a lot of talk in the tech world about, you know, smartwatches, and Samsung has had quite a few of them out, and there's all kinds of different, you know, fitness related smart wristbands and things of that nature. But none of them, in my opinion, even come close to what Apple unveiled today.
Yeah.
You know, just the range of apps that it appears that are already available, and all of the just uses and functionality that they've dreamt up already for this watch is just amazing to me. And the display looks just out of this world, and the fact that you could swap out watch bands, to me, I think it justifies the price, and it, so far it looks like it justifies the weight for this watch.
Yeah. How about you, Joe?
I like the look of it. I'm very much a square, I guess, format type person when it comes to watches. My only thing is I have not worn a watch in probably 20 years. The last one that I actually wore, I lost, and it was a $50 watch. It was one of those calculator phone book type watches. You remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lame. Yeah.
See, I'm a watch guy. Like, I love watches. I geek out on watches. I look at watches on the internet and try to find cool watches that aren't going to break the bank to, right, you know, to wear. And I loved watches ever since I was a kid, and I wear a watch every day. So I think Apple is definitely appealing to me.
I like the look of it, and I'm not tempted right now to get one. The one thing that I heard somebody say that appealed to me was the ability to be able to look through the lens with the watch. And I told this to Mark earlier today that the only way I can see that being very effective is for video, because you don't want a video from the forward facing camera. You want to do it from the back facing camera. But the problem is you can't see the screen. I think if you set it up on a tripod and was able to sync with the through the lens, you can actually look and compose yourself for doing a video recording. That's the only thing I really think I would use it for.
So what you're talking about is the ability to basically see what your iPhone camera sees on your watch.
That's
remotely.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
'Cause you didn't really explain that. I actually don't really understand why you would not think that that's useful, in the photo sense. I mean, I get what you're saying with the video, but you know, obviously for a group photo that you want to be, you know, a part of. And the other cool thing with that is, you know, you're not going to end up with a picture of you looking at your watch to see if you're in the picture. You know, there's the shutter button is going to be on your watch as well
as a self timer. Yeah.
I was thinking more of a self timer type thing, but yeah, you're right.
But, you know, there's tons of other reasons why you might want to, you know, fire a camera remotely. You know, sports, you know, action sports like
incognito. You know, no, I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, that too, you know, if you're a spy, you know, you know, whatever. I see tons and tons of usage for this sort of feature. And, you know, hopefully this is like, you know, something that is going to be made available to developers.
It is. They actually have the SDK for that.
Yeah,
you know, because you know, I'm just thinking about any camera manufacturer that could possibly incorporate this into, you know, a firmware update or a new camera. You know, just being able to remotely control your camera.
Yeah,
you know, not your iPhone, but an actual, you know, like a DSLR or something from your watch. That is just killer.
Yeah. The one thing that the watch reminds me of is when I was a kid watching reruns of Dick Tracy, you know, being able to have that way of communicating through a watch. You know, granted, you have to have your phone. Oh, you thought of Knight Rider? Yeah.
I'm glad Apple didn't present it that way, though, because, you know, when, you know, back in the day when Dick Tracy was, you know, a popular thing, I think the idea of like talking to your wrist to communicate, that seemed really cool and futuristic, but.
And Samsung already took that commercial.
Well, that, and I just think nowadays that just seems completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, who wants to stand around? Imagine if you lived in, well, actually the only place this might even seem remotely normal would be New York City. You're standing on the corner in New York City waiting across the street and you're talking to your wrist.
Yeah.
You know, you'd obviously have people wondering why you're not in a loony bin, but after a little while, it'd probably become normal. But I'm glad, you know, it's not presented that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Apple has always strived for practical use instead of like the glitz and glamour.
Yeah.
Unless it's gold plated.
Well, the glitz and glamour, the device itself, not the commercials.
Yeah.
They let the device speak for itself.
I saw there was very little cheese factor, in my opinion. Like, some of it was cheesy. I thought there was a lot of features that they showed that really, to me, looked like they would appeal to a younger crowd.
Yeah.
You know, all the little, like, animated drawings of hearts and things of that nature. You know, that was all kind of like gag me with a spoon kind of stuff. But
oh, come on.
I haven't heard that phrase in a long time.
I'm an old man.
Oh, I'm an old man too. I'm an older man than you.
But let's not get into an old man battle. But other than that, I mean, I think it looks pretty cool, and I could see myself getting one of these and finding it quite useful.
Yeah, you're gonna have to report on that once you get one.
All right, do you think you're gonna get one come January?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll ask my wife for like a postponed Christmas present or something.
Hey,
yeah,
there you go.
And you know, just by the looks of it, they have three versions or whatever.
Yep.
And I think just the regular Apple Watch that yep. has the stainless steel case would be sufficient.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to get the next one up, which is made out of I can't even say aluminum.
Aluminum.
He's got like 20 extra syllables in there. I can't,
aluminum.
I don't know. Aluminum.
I need to get the I watch commercial up.
Yeah, and I'm definitely not gonna go for the 18 karat gold because just no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I will probably get one.
I'm cool. Torn.
I am sure that Tiny Shutter will pay for it somehow.
Nah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I lie?
This is why we need to start our own Patreon.
That's true.
First, we need fans. I'm very torn on this. On the one hand, it looks really, really cool. And I got to agree with you. Hands down, it is the best crafted watch device out there. On the other hand, I feel like... Well, remember that one Mythbusters episode where they actually polished a turd?
Yes.
I feel that Johnny Ives... really, really polished a turd.
Tell us what you really think.
Yeah, no, I'm being extreme there. See, here's the problem. Christ almighty, why didn't they just call it iWatch? This Apple Watch requires your iPhone. You can't do a lot of it without it, except for telling the time, of course. In order to do any of the photo things, you need your phone, obviously. But if you need to do any of your workouts or exercise things, it requires all of your components in the iPhone. So it's... Yeah.
Well, I do see the you know, the features of being able to communicate without actually having to look at your phone.
The thing. If I'm going to be carrying my iPhone during workouts, if I'm doing a jog,
you're not going to want to talk to anybody.
Well, it's going to be strapped to my arm or something like that.
Yes.
Because I don't have any pockets when I work out.
Oh.
So here I have a wrist strapped to one side with the iPhone strapped to the other. I don't know. It just feels a little redundant to me.
Just make a wristband that fits your iPhone.
You know what I'm probably going to do? I'm probably going to buy that old iPod Mini, the one that was a square.
Yeah, the Nano.
The Nano, that's right. That's probably what I'll buy. I'll find one on eBay or something.
Well, it's definitely something that, you know, while the keynote part about the Apple Watch was very lengthy. I still don't feel like we have enough details about it.
We have no information on battery life. We have no information on whether it's water resistant, waterproof. None of that has been said.
No, and like to your point, like let's say you were going to go for a jog and you wanted to use the watch to record your workout, that would be absolutely ridiculous to have to carry your iPhone with you.
Right. Yeah, but you have to.
You know
to.
What I mean? Well,
it, because you don't it's have to,
but it's not going to remember any of that because it requires your GPS in your iPhone. It requires the accelerometer in your iPhone. The only thing it has, I think, is a barometer. It can tell whether you're going upstairs or not. Yay.
Well, that seems completely ridiculous. Well, nevertheless, I still think it's cool. You know, I read somewhere today about like some just person that wants to poo-poo on Apple was saying it's just another thing that they've invented for us to buy that we really don't need. But the way I feel about it is there's like – it's not just Apple that invents stuff that we don't really need. I mean every company does that.
Absolutely.
And if I think it's cool, if I think that I'm going to get whatever it costs, if I'm going to get that amount of enjoyment out of it, then I'm going to buy it regardless of whether I need it or not.
So, you know, that's an excellent point because
it's still fun to make fun of it. But go, yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, there's one thing to be cheeky about it, and there's another thing to just like really be a jerk about it. I hope I wasn't the latter. as far as iWatches go, it's oh, Jesus Christ, here I go again. As far as watches go, it is by far there's no contest. Apple kicked everyone's butt. It kicked Samsung's butt. It kicked, you know, whatever other smart devices out there. The Pebble Watch, it killed them. It buried them. But you have to be – this is one of those things where you have to be in the mood to get it. Like Matt just said, he's a watch guy. This is something that he would enjoy. And so, great. This is perfect for him. I haven't worn a watch either in God knows how long. It just doesn't seem right for me. That's fine too. It's one of those things you don't need, but it's a great accessory.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how it'll do. I hope it does well, but I have a fear that it's going to be, instead of being iPhone 6, it's going to be iPhone 5C in sales. Hmm. Anyway,
I don't know. I think it'll do well.
I think so too. Well, speaking of iPhone, let's go ahead and move into iPhone and. Let's talk about the rumors that came true. It looks like, no, it actually is, that there's a 6 and a 6 Plus. The 6 is the 4.7-inch screen, and the 6 Plus is a 5.
Wait, say that again?
The iPhone 6 is 4.7-inch screen.
4.7, okay, I heard you.
Yeah. Wrong. And the 6 Plus is a 5.5. So pretty much all the rumors about, one, having two phones, and two, the screen sizes were true. Does that shock any of you guys?
No.
No. It's just been so up and down. Like the 4.7 is no shocker. The 5.5 was... That's been so up and down in the media that I just kind of got desensitized by it. There's going to be one. There's not going to be one. It's going to be late. It's not going to be late.
I didn't look at any of the rumors leading up to today. It's like, yeah, everybody's throwing stuff out there. Whether it's true or not, I don't care. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But I was kind of shocked that they did come out with two different sizes. This is the first time. Well, I wouldn't say the 5 and the 5C were the same size. They were different, but this is the first time that they've actually had something that was significantly different. But I guess, you know, I guess the rumors were too. So what do you think rumors in the future? Would you take stock in a lot of the rumors, or would you still have reservations on what you read and hear?
Well, there's always going to be reservations. I mean, most of the stuff that you see, most of the solid rumors come not from Apple, but from the manufacturers that are making the stuff. That's where all the leaks are coming from. So, I mean, yeah, they have a pretty decent track record.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and talk about our favorite part. Let's talk about the camera. The iPhone 6 and 6 Plus got I would say a significant upgrade in the camera.
Yeah.
They not only with the 6 Plus having a optical image stabilization where the camera actually moves, but the
the lens actually moves. Lens and the sensor have like
yeah. The lens moves to be able to add to stability. But there was also the Pixel
It's an on-sensor phase detect pixel thing. But
yeah, the focus system. I'm sorry. I was trying to read it, but I'm dyslexic a little bit. I'm really excited about what they have with the new camera and what we'll be able to do with it.
It's still an 8-megapixel.
Right.
8-megapixel camera. Which is great because they're still using, you know, the good quality sensors.
Like we say, more megapixels doesn't make it better.
Right. Bigger pixels makes it better.
Yeah.
Give or take. That's a whole other argument. But
yeah, it still has the autofocus, but this has the autofocus with focus pixels.
Focus pixels. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. Whereas the 5C has autofocus. The focus pixels, I think, adds a little bit. I think it's meant to speed up the focus.
Yes.
On the camera. So it's able to do the true focusing. Like, do you remember in the old SLRs where you'd have a little split screen?
Yeah. Rangefinders.
Yeah, the range. Well, not only the range. Well, I guess that would be called a rangefinder, but it was supposed to show the difference on whether something was out of focus or not. And once it lined up and it looked great, then you knew it was in focus. I think this is sort of the same concept, but done digitally. It will have the f/2 aperture, same as the 5C. 2.2. I'm sorry. 2.2 aperture. Like I said, the only difference between the 6 and the 6 Plus will be the optical image stabilization. Both will have the True Tone flash, the 5 element lenses, a hybrid IR filter, a lot of the same things that the 5C has. But a big difference now is that the panorama will have a 43-megapixel ability. What do you think of that?
You know what? That's the first I've heard of that one.
I want to say the panoramics that I usually do with the 4S are about 9-megapixel. Is that right?
Why? Wait a minute. I still don't get that. Now, keep in mind that we all kind of sort of heard the announcement. Apple had some technical difficulties.
Huge technical difficulties.
So I might have been still getting the Chinese feed.
Yeah. We were learning Chinese as it was being as Tim Cook was speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. What Joe's saying is true, that you can produce panoramic pictures up to 43 megapixels with the new iPhones.
So that's basically that's equivalent to taking
image.
X amount of photos, yeah. Stitching them together.
Yep.
Okay.
It's all huge. Right.
That is quite a bit. See, I'm used to hearing, you know,
megabytes.
Yeah. Megapixels isn't something that we normally use for image sizes.
Right.
But 43 megapixels would be equivalent to, for example, and I know this might be a stupid question, but I need to ask this. I am, of course, Polish.
Oh.
So the 43 megapixels would be equivalent to, like, say, taking your iPhone sensor and stacking it horizontally. And if I understood correctly, you could
actually... I would say yes.
You can actually move your camera up and down to fill in some of the gap as well.
I don't know if that's that would be the case for this. It doesn't make sense. Now, there were apps that you could do that with, but I think this is going to be the straightforward, you know, you just move it. It's just going to, I guess, do more. I don't know. It's something that we're really going to have to see once the iPhone comes out.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. But you're also getting the ability to do time-lapse photography, which, yep, I think comes with the operating system rather than the
iOS 8.
Yeah.
And we will talk about that too. But
hang on. The other thing that's a big deal here, not only just in photography, is the video,
yes,
aspects. That has been really, really ramped up. And they basically flat out said that, you know, we took the point-and-shoot market by storm, nearly destroyed it. If
they didn't,
if you consider that still alive.
Yeah, they didn't do what I was predicting. You know, they haven't said it yet, but I really think that, you know, the sixes will probably be 4K capable. But the 5S and 5C do 1080p HD video at 30 frames per second. The only difference is that both sixes are going to be able to record at 60 frames a second. So you're going to be able to do some slow motion video recording with just the regular. No. Just with the regular. I want to say 60 frames per second at 1080p, I think you're going to have a very crisp video.
Oh, without a doubt. But you can also do slow motion with the... Because they're saying that you have 120 frames per second,
right,
and even 240 yep, frames per second for slow motion.
For slow-mo video. And that's pretty cool because the previous model only did 120. So
right,
to take 240 frames per second, it's mind-blowing to me that somebody would actually purposely buy the low-end iPhone 6 and decide that they're going to do 60 frames per second, let alone 120 or 240.
Well, they're both capable of it.
They're both capable, but you're gonna eat up a lot of memory real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Even the 30 frame per second 1080p, which I can do, is a huge file if you decide to go, you know, 5-10 minutes. It's huge. If you're going to do any significant recording, you're going to want to upgrade to the 128 gigabyte. That should be a given. But they also have the time-lapse video, which we have apps that can do that. To do it natively, I think, is awesome, because then you're able to incorporate any image stabilization, say if you were to put it on a little dolly or something like that. Video stabilization is the same as the previous models. I think that's a big step ahead of most Android phones. If you ever watch somebody take video with an Android phone, there's a lot of Jell-O effect where the pixels are written in a certain order, and if you do any movements, you get this wave or a fluctuation in the image. Whereas the iPhone since the 4S have had video stabilization where they crop the image and are able to digitally stabilize it so that there's a very minimal Jell-O effect. And then the one thing that the other thing that the 6 is going to have over the 5s and 4s is a cinematic video stabilization, where I believe it's going to be a larger frame that they're able to stabilize. What do you guys think of that?
I'm going to be videoing more birthdays with this.
I'm still going to do the same amount of hardly any video shooting. However, there is one video feature that I think is cool that you didn't mention yet, which is HDR video.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, I thought I was hearing things. I didn't think this was an actual thing. I thought I misheard something. They're actually doing HDR video?
Yep, I don't know exactly how it works, but on the photo side, they are doing one-shot HDR, they're calling it, which I'm sure is working similarly to the kind of like dynamic range optimization effects in like some, you know, camera systems. Like Nikon has their D-lighting and Canon has whatever they call theirs, and Sony has DRO, which basically just expands, you know, the amount of detail in the shadows and highlights in a single frame.
Yeah.
So it's not actually taking multiple images and combining it together like it does now. It's just doing it all in one frame, and then somehow they're able to apply that to video as well.
Interesting.
Let me throw this out. First, I'm going to state that I have no idea how it works. But if you're able to do 120 or 240 frames a second, I don't see why they cannot do bracketing per frame and combine it into video.
I'm not sure how the technology actually works. I really can't speak on that one.
No.
And if they don't have to do bracketing, why do bracketing?
Well, I mean, you're getting a better range of...
Perhaps, but we're talking about a phone.
I know.
I mean, as much as we enjoy that...
But would it be out of the realm of possibility?
Well, I don't know. Probably not, but you have to just keep in mind what this really is. It's not a camera. It's a phone. it's a computer, actually. It's not even really a phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The phone is really like one of the worst features of the iPhone.
Yeah.
They really never talk about the phone part.
No, they don't. By the way, you can make phone calls if you're still into that old school form of communication.
Using Wi-Fi now.
Let me say this. I scrolled down. I was looking at the video recording options, and I don't see the HDR video, but they did mention
it
on the FaceTime camera. Auto HDR for photos and videos. So that, I don't know if it's going to only apply to the front-facing camera or if they're going to actually have it for the back-facing also. That is something that we need to find out.
All right, so here's the big question. Who's buying this?
Me.
I'm
5.5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I was to buy a 6, I would get the 5.5. Only reason is the optical image stabilizer.
So you qualify, when do you qualify to upgrade? You said December, right?
Yeah.
How about you, Matt?
I could get one right now, yes.
Sweet. I don't qualify until next year. So if I were to buy the iPhone 6, I would also want to buy the 5.5, and I'd probably get the 64 gigs.
I have a feeling that my household will have one of each.
Oh, nice.
Because my wife still has a 4S, and I know she wants to upgrade it pretty soon here. So
yeah,
I can't see her going to the 6 Plus, the 5.5-inch screen, just because she has an iPad also. So, you know, she really doesn't use her phone for much of anything. She's uses the iPad for anything and everything that you could possibly do on a mobile device.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still using the 4S, and the button on top just broke, so go ahead.
Yeah, the only thing she does with the phone really is take pictures, because it's just so clunky to do that with an iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm debating. My initial response was I was probably going to go with the 5S and wait for everybody to start complaining about the 6 and find all its flaws. But I can do that in December. You know, that's a good amount of time for all the flaws to be fixed. So I am on the fence.
Well, that's the beauty about it. You don't have to upgrade right away, so you're all right.
Yeah, that's going to be my situation. I'm not going to run. I could, you know, pre-order or whatever, but I'm going to wait a little bit. Just let all the crazy people get theirs and give it a little bit of time to see if there are any bugs or flaws or anything like that. And then, you know, I'm sure within, I don't know, probably by November, I wouldn't be surprised if I had one.
Now, let me ask you this. You know, we're not big into selfies, but would you guys, you know, find the burst selfies?
But first, let me take a selfie.
Would you find that as an option? Would you guys actually use it?
You know what? I actually might if I'm actually taking photos with my kids.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
And with my kids, you need it because they move lightning fast. My wife would love that feature alone. So, yeah, that's worth the upgrade. But she already upgraded to the iPhone 5S. On a non-photography related topic, it'll really be nice to make purchases with this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, while I'm thinking about it, I didn't take notice. Does it still use the Lightning connector? Please tell me they didn't change that.
Oh, no, they didn't change that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Mostly because I just bought a this little, like, it's called the lithium card. It's a little charging doodad.
Oh, nice.
It's not small enough to stick in a wallet. It's almost like the size of that flash that we just bought, Mark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's just a little charger.
Nice.
Oh, one of the things that I wanted to say, Mark, can you get the "Oh, good for you" soundbite ready?
Oh, geez, we're crossing over shows.
Yeah. All right.
Hang on. All right, I'm ready.
All right, so today's event was at the Flint Center.
Oh, good for you!
Oh, I'm sorry, I slipped.
It was at the Flint Center in Cupertino at De Anza College. I actually went to De Anza College for two quarters.
Oh, good for you!
All right, that's what I wanted it for. But
boo!
But on a photography-related thing, that De Anza College is where I took my initial photography class, where I learned black and white photography, film photography.
And... Oh, good for you!
right there at De Anza. So I thought it was pretty cool that they did it there. But that was it. Sort of a non sequitur.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
I got nothing else.
All right. Let's see.
Let's wrap things up.
let's wrap things up. I want to mention real quick, iOS 8 is going to come out on the 17th of September, so that'll be in 8 days. So be prepared to wait as everybody else and their mother upgrades to iOS 8. I'm looking forward to this iOS because of all the little features that they're going to have. Pre-orders for the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus is going to be on the 12th, so this Friday. And then actual orders will be on the 19th. Now, we did have Mark posted on the Tiny Shutter in Facebook, and Tiffany White and Whit Coburn had commented, and we appreciate your guys' comments and input. But Whit had a question, and he was asking if the iPhone 6 Plus would be contract-free. I was able to find under pre-orders in the Apple Store that there will be a contract-free iPhone 6 Plus, but through T-Mobile. And it starts at $749 for the 16 gigabyte. The 64 is $849, and the 128 is $949.
This is for the iPhone 6. What about the 6 Plus?
No, that's the 6 Plus.
The
6, because he asked about the 6 Plus.
$100 cheaper than the
base I would prices, say
right?
Yes. The it's $649 for the 16, $749 for the 64, and $849 for the 128.
Yeah.
But T-Mobile is the only one doing a contract free. Everybody else, AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon are starting off at $199 for the 6 and $299 for the 6 Plus.
Yeah. So back to my original rumor, and I'll just say this and then we can end. The iPhone has the different sizes, the 16 gig, and then it jumps to 64 gigs, which
why?
Is really, why, really weird. Oh. And then it goes to 128. I don't know. I don't get this. They really, really stick it to people like this. I don't think there's any reason for a 16 gig anymore. Just go 32, 64, 128. That seems to be the logical way.
Yep.
They're still doing 8 gigs for the iPhone 5C, which is now the free version. Again, I consider that a slap in the face. It's a big middle finger to people because the 8 gigs doesn't hold crap anymore.
No, it doesn't.
That's like holding the operating system. Congratulations. Now I can have an app.
I can make phone calls on this. Imagine that.
And not only that, like if you get the free apps that Apple gives, like iMovie and iPhoto and all that stuff, That stuff
resource
takes up.
Hogs.
Yeah, total resource hogs. So congratulations. You ticked off people. But hey, it works for Apple, they're making money. So I think that they're trying to make the 64 gig really, really good. Because I mean, take a look at that. You know, you could have 16 gigs or spend on a little bit more. Get 64 gigs. I really think they're phasing out the $199 price tag for the base model. I think they really want people to start going into the $299 range, and I think that's where they want to make the base model because they'll have the data to show, hey, look, everybody wants this one.
Yep.
And then that's going to be the base price from now on. That's my total tinfoil hat prediction. Am I going to be wrong about this? 99%, yeah. I'm probably going to be wrong. But that's just my guess. This has been a real... For some reason, this is where I'm planting my flag with Apple. This has been like a thorn in my side. It just ticks me off to no end. You know, I'm not switching or anything like that because, quite frankly, what will I switch to? There's exactly. nothing really else out there. But what about Android? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, all right, fine. All right, there's Android.
Well,
congratulations.
You know, we tell everybody that we do the iPhone because of its ecosystem. The apps that we have are really good, and we have a lot of money wrapped up in it. But, you know, we stick with one, you know, one platform because we, you know, number one, we like it, and number two, it gets us where we want to go.
Yeah. That. And, you know, I know plenty of people who have Androids, and while, you know, the HTC one is the only one that's ever almost moved me to buying another device. And I think one of the Nokia Lumias was almost tempting.
Yeah.
But when you start thinking about the common sense, like how much money I've already invested in these apps and, you know, what would it take for me to get back, you know, get all that stuff back, there's just no comparison.
What was the one camera you were tempted to go with? The one that Mike has.
The HTC One.
HTC One.
Yeah, and that's a really good looking phone, but Android just .
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm stuck with Apple. So here I am buying Apple. I'm not happy with them all the time. You know, they do make some stinkers. Everybody remember Ping?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So yeah. There
all
we
right.
go.
Let's go ahead and conclude here. If this is your first time listening, welcome. This isn't our typical show. We typically record on Friday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, and you can hear us on Alpha Geek Radio Live. We're on Channel 2. If you want to contact us, you can go to our website, tinyshutter.com, and leave us a message. You can also contact us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/tinyshutter. We also have an Instagram community at Tiny Shutter Podcast. And if you have, typically what we do is we do a post pick of the week where we choose a photo in the hashtag Tiny Shutter and we use it as our album art for our episodes. So if you want to share with the group and throw your images in to be chosen, just tag your photos. Hashtag Tiny Shutter. Matt, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you?
I can be found on Instagram at M Hoffman Photo.
Mark.
I am That Polish Photographer on Instagram.
And you can find me on Instagram at Joseph Herrera. All right, Mark, why don't you go ahead and lead us out of here?
I sure
oh, wait, wait,
will.
Wait, wait, wait. I wanted to say this properly. Mark, it's time to make like a cow turd and hit the dusty trail.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
I don't know what that means. But, all right, we're kicking cow crap and heading on out.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating.
Oh,
see you next week.
Good for you.